We'll I'll have Charlie. We're missing Corky and Susan today. Susan's in the hospital, and I'll have Charlie explain this a little bit better. She had a knee replaced. Is that what it was? And she was home the other day, and so Joanne and I stopped in. And I just want to bring this from something else. It has nothing to do with the knee replacement or anything else. But as they were talking, and I'm listening to who they are and what God is doing in their lives, and what it did, it brought me into a place of brokenness. I don't know that I've ever been. And I said, this has given me just a little glimpse of what's happening to us. And I am so thankful the way that people are approaching it. It's not anything that any one of us has done. It's not the greatness of any one of us. It's not anything. But God in His mercy is beginning to open a door that I didn't even know was closed. We're beginning to understand things in the spirit realm I didn't know were available. But what it does, it makes me understand that we're just scratching the edge of the surface, and there is so much more available because of the awesomeness of God and who He is and what He has. You know, and the Bible says that that these things are revealed by spiritual discernment. The things of God are not understood by the natural man. It's not even possible. And so the church, for the most part, has approached this thing from the natural standpoint. You know what it says in Jude 19, and I've quoted this verse, and it says, these are those who separate themselves. You know, and what do we have? Separation, 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 separation. And the one word is used in the King James. It says sensual, meaning they discern things by their natural senses. They're sensual. It's like, well, this is what I think. Well, this is what I believe. This is what I, whatever else. And it says, having, and they have not the Spirit. That is a Jude who was the brother of Jesus, who is giving his prophecy of the end times. Well, then, anyway, that's who we are. That's what's happened all around us. And here we have this God who has created all of this, who is so awesome beyond our understanding. It says His ways are past finding out. And I'm kind of skipping a little bit, but years ago, when Ronald Reagan was president, and I think, my mind tells me that that's when it was. Anyway, there was this threat of the Russian atomic bombs, and they're moving over to Cuba, and you know all of the things, and the liberals, which is their tendency, were scared half out of their. Well, everybody, I was kind of scared myself at what was the potential of what was going to happen, and anyway, and the liberal slogan, and I'll never forget it. It was, it's better red than dead. Anybody ever remember seeing that?
Yep.
Yeah. And Ronald Reagan says, I don't think so. I think that was him. And he called their bluff, and anyway, and things happened. Well, anyway, so here we are. Now we're sitting with, the North Koreans and all kinds of people, and they're shooting up missiles, and they got access to atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs or whatever else, and we're sitting there with a concern. A lot of people are. And the other day, because God is gaining size in my life, I looked at it and I thought, you know what these bombs are? They're little tiny firecrackers in God's economy. And so while we're worried about it, that's not what we should be worried about. We should be working out our salvation with fear and trembling. We shouldn't be worried about these things. I mean, God is gaining size. You know how that happens? The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared it. And what is happening? While a lot of the church is making Jesus co-equal to the Father, and they're coming up with all of these things that are not scriptural, Jesus, through the scriptures, is building the size factor of God in the scriptures. So the more you listen to the scriptures, the bigger God gets. The more you listen, the more submissive the Son is to the Father. So that in the end, it says in Corinthians, it says that then comes the end, when the Father, when the Son will have subdued all of these kingdoms, because God is, the power of God is doing it in Him. And then He will turn the kingdom back over to the Father so that God might be all in all. We should get some clues when we read the scripture that says that God has to humble Himself to behold the heavens and the earth. It should give us some indication of His size and who He is. But anyway, as I was listening to Corky and Susan, and I walked out and I told Joanna, I said, this is just a little indication of what's happening to us. It's happening to us. And I don't hear, you know, we don't hear a lot of testimonies out of Charlotte or out of Bonnie or sometimes, you know, what? It's happening to you guys too because you're as much a part of it. It doesn't matter. And I, as I have talked to both of you, and I've thought, why are you still here? I have. I thought, why are you still here? And I know why you're here. Because the same Spirit that's in the rest of us is hungering and thirsting after something that we can't find out. I haven't been able to find it in the church. Is it there? It could be, but I haven't found it. And believe me, I have been a part of everything that almost that exists, and I have looked, and I've looked, and I've looked, and I've looked. And after, but you know what? I'm human. I don't know what to look for. At some point, we got to make a transition and let God do the looking for us. He wants to show us, and so that's why, you know. But anyway, maybe Charlie, maybe you can just give us a little update on Susan. And her spirits are excellent.
Yeah, Susan Sieber had knee replacement surgery here early this week, although I don't have the grip on time that I used to. Anyway, she went in for physical therapy on Friday and complained to the therapist about being short of breath and whatever, and the therapist raised a red flag for the therapist, and so sent her over to urgent care, and then they did some tests and found that she had a blood clot in her leg, and they checked her lungs and had blood clots in her lungs too. So she's on blood thinner, and God bless you, Keith, for having sent the message that hey, if you need blood thinners. Go on blood thinners, you know, regardless of what I've ever said about rat poison or whatever. You know, I think that was a comfort. That was a comfort for them. But anyway, Susan, you know, she's got some problems. She's panic disorder and so forth. She's troubled. And one of the triggers for her is her hospitals. Had bad experiences as a child in hospitals. It was she thought it was punishment or whatever. She's troubled by going into hospitals. Troubled by going to visiting someone who's a patient in a hospital. Really doesn't want to be a patient herself. Yeah. But anyway, so it's the whole thing is an issue for her. And then this morning got news that there was some heart damage, I guess, connected with the blood clots. So she's dealing with that now, too. But there's a testimony in all this. First of all, she's doing okay. Really doing okay for someone for whom going to the hospital is about the last place they ever would want to be. But I was praying with her yesterday and said, maybe the Lord has some ministry for you in hospitals or something. Yeah, I went a bridge too far, I think, on that one. But anyway, that's not to say that the Lord doesn't have a ministry for her in hospitals. But anyway. But the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, she reports having someone come in her hospital room and dressed all in black, but then a white cardigan sweater, call it an old lady sweater, you know, just came in. There was a monitor that keeps beeping in her room, whatever, you know, it was on a real hair trigger. And so the thing starts beeping the way that it can go on in hospitals. And the nurses weren't coming to turn it off. Well, this lady, older lady, comes and she turns off the monitor, turns off the thing, and does checking around, and then tells Susan, kind of pats her arm where she had all the IV things stuck in there, and said, "It's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine." Well, Susan asked the nurses, who was that lady? And the nurses had no idea who it could have been that would have been dressed like that, turning off the monitors. You know, they just don't have anybody that does that. You know? Isn't it like the Lord? Isn't it like the Lord to send an angel under those circumstances? Leave a little, there's always a question. Angels don't ordinarily have halos and wings on their backs and all that, you know. At least, not the ones I've seen. But maybe up in heaven that's what they'll have. But anyway, we get visited by an angel. And some old lady with a white cardigan on, you know. And if ever there was the news that Susan needed from the Lord, that it's all going to be fine. That's it, you know. The Lord's good. The Lord is just so good. And you know, it's going to be fine. On a couple levels, fine, she'll get through this heart thing. But it's going to be fine in heaven. That's really going to be fine. That will be fine. Yeah. It'll be so fine.
God is really great in what he does. And, you know, I've been writing some stuff down at home lately, and I just want to bring a little something here. And I was thinking, you know, we don't know the mind or the depth of God, but yet God is giving us insight into him deeper and deeper every day. You know? And the things, like what Charlie brought with Sue, it just enhances your belief in God, you know, that these things are happening, you know? And I'm just thrilled.
Amen. Yes. Well, sorry. It is thrilling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, this is,
You know, I a lot of times have something that I think I'll bring, and if it kind of fits. But the tone changed already this morning here. It's the theme changed somewhat. Because as I was sitting here and hearing different things, and Keith shared a little bit about, you know, what he's mentioned, you know, that he wanted to encourage people, what he was seeing. And all of a sudden, I was seeing the same thing. And it's like, you said that setting a scripture, you can't receive anything by the natural, but only by the Spirit. Uh-huh. I'm going to make a statement on that. And if you don't see that, you don't have the Spirit. And you need to come to grips with that. And I mean, that sounds kind of hard. But you know what? It's the truth. We didn't have the Spirit either. But I'll tell you right now, I'm standing here. And I know I have been taught by the Spirit.
Yes.
I know it.
Yep.
God's grace. You know, it's nothing on me. And it's taken, how many years has it been? 18? For gosh sakes, I can't believe that. And it's like, and I'm still just kind of looks like I'm doing the same old thing. But as I was sitting here this morning and listening, you and I are being prepared. We are being prepared. And for a long time, and it's been a little foggy lately, which is my own weakness. For the longest time, I know I have been called. And it was like, so I ride a motorcycle. And I like to go fast. So, you know, and I don't wear a helmet. But I ride a bicycle, and I like to go fast, and I do wear a helmet.
Don't figure.
But I never felt like I was teasing God with it. And so I always felt, I'm going to be all right. Because I've got a call. And until I fulfill that, He's not going to take me. And that faith was really strong for a long time. It's been a little weaker lately, only because of my inadequacies, not God's. And now I can see He's starting to make the vision a little more clear again. If it's taken that long, it's not God's fault, I don't think. You know, I mean, that's how long sometimes it takes to get all this crud out of you. You know, that whole concept that Keith keeps bringing, and I got it. Images. There's been images formed in all of our minds, wrong ones, deceptive images of who God is and His kingdom and His word. And it takes a lot to get rid of that in your own head, you know. And I wasn't sure this would fit, but I think I can bring it into here. You know, I was doing some reading and I...